thirsty? We got the juice.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of What's Juicy. I'm Alex, and I'm here with our special guest today, Marnie Reagan. Marnie is the owner and head designer of a flower shop called The Garden Bouquet, located here in Orange. Hi, Marnie. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So Marnie reached out to us for our season 2 casting call, and she let us know a little bit about her unique story and how it relates to Old Town Orange. And I thought it was pretty special and cool, and I thought our listeners would love to hear about it. So Marnie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah. So I'm the owner and operator and head designer of a Garden Bouquet here in Orange. We're located in just right outside of Old Town Orange, and we're a full-service florist. We do weekly deliveries, daily deliveries, weddings, all sorts of things. And then we also just opened a flower stand on Glissell and Maple right outside of the filling station. And we're there on Fridays and Saturdays from 7:30 in the morning until 2 p.m. And we want everyone to come by and say hi and get some fresh flowers from us.
Yes. What a great location, too. I love the filling station.
It's so good. It's the best.
So where did the idea for a garden bouquet come from?
Well, I actually had worked in the floral industry at a flower shop in college. I went to UCI, and in college I worked at a little place in Fashion Island. And then throughout the years, I did flowers for friends and family and different occasions. Still having it be like my passion. I love flowers. And about 3 years ago, I was doing interior design for about 20 years. And I just decided I wanted to go back to my roots, something simple and nice that I absolutely love. And I just decided one day to go to a florist. We were living in Newport Beach. And I went to a little small boutique florist there who does just exquisite work. And she brought me in, taught me all sorts of tricks to the trade, and I worked for her for about a year and then went off on my own. And I opened up a flower stand outside of a restaurant in Newport Beach. And it was a big success. It did really well. We ended up selling it. And from that point, we moved to Hawaii. And yes, it was a big adventure. We lived there for 8 months, and then we decided to move back home because we missed friends and family so much. My husband and I are both from Orange and Villa Park, and so we have a strong connection to community here, and we moved back to Old Town Orange. We had previously lived there years ago and absolutely loved the neighborhood, loved the community and all of the people, and once I got here, I realized there was nothing like that. For such a quaint, cute little area, there was a need for a little flower stand like this, where people could just get their coffee, get their food to go, and walk up, grab some flowers for themselves, for friends, for family, place an order. And we actually even have little arrangements there, too, that people can stop and buy. And it just seemed like a great fit for the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect addition to Old Town Orange. So cute. And you have something pretty unique. You're one of the first legal street vendors in Orange. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yes. So when I approached the filling station, they had arms wide open wanting me to come do the flower stand there. And I wanted to check with the city to make sure everything was okay for that space. So with all of the different departments in the city we went to, they ended up saying I was approved and I was the first official street vendor in the city of Orange that they've ever had. So I thought that was a really cool little thing and a fun little fact.
Really cool.
Hopefully it'll pave the road for more companies and more businesses to go out and do things like this.
Yeah, I was just about to say you're the trendsetter. You're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, for you know what, for like a cute little college town, I just think there's such opportunity here for other street vendors and for just that fun, quaint little look in the community.
Yes, I agree. And due to current events, how are you adapting your business to serve our sweet, tight-knit community?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're doing free no contact delivery, and we wear a mask and gloves, and basically just drop it off, make sure someone has opened the door, but keep our 6 feet distance from everyone. And we plan on doing the same thing for the flower stand, wearing we're masking up, wearing gloves, keeping a table between us and the customers, and keeping everything safe and sanitized. So it's actually been pretty good and pretty easy. I work at home and I keep it safe and sterile, and the environment's clean, so the flowers, everything's clean that goes out to the customers, and it's been good. The quarantine's been good for us here.
That's great to hear, and thank you for taking the necessary steps to keep everyone safe and provide everyone with beautiful flowers.
Well, thank you.
And just so our listeners can know how they can order beautiful bouquets from you, where can we learn more about a garden bouquet? Do you have an Instagram?
We have an Instagram. It's at a garden bouquet, and we have Facebook. That's a garden bouquet. We also have a website. It's agardenbouquet.com, and you can place your orders on the website, and we can do same day deliveries. And then again, we have the flower stand on Fridays and Saturdays where you can come pick up a fresh bouquet or arrangement.
And this would be the perfect gift for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner.
Yes, we're taking pre-orders right now for Mother's Day. We're doing delivery all through free delivery all throughout Orange County, and we have a special going that's a $45 bouquet or a $45 arrangement actually. That's a darling arrangement. I have it posted on Instagram and Facebook, and it's a lot of bang for your buck. It's really a great present for mom for Mother's Day.
Yes, I encourage all of our listeners to go check out her Instagram. The feed's beautiful, flowers are gorgeous. It's the perfect gift plus free delivery. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by to chat with me today, Marnie.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I just want to thank our listeners for tuning in and to encourage them to squeeze the day. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.